For the last 2 years, Philadelphia got some buzz when it hosted the Forbes magazine Under 30 Summit. It's a three-day gathering of young entrepreneurs, artists, and innovators. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies has discovered that there was a significant city subsidy for the event, and the incoming mayor is not happy about it.
Mayor Michael Nutter was excited in 2014 to bring the Forbes Under 30 Summit to Philadelphia. The magazine calls the event the most influential gathering of millennials in the world. Nutter was on MSNBC's Morning Joe program to talk about it.
Philly is a hot town. Greatest number of young millennials, growth of our population of any major city in
That's
the United
so
States
cool.
of America. Yeah, no, it's very exciting. So
there was no mention then or in media coverage of the second Under 30 Summit of any city subsidy for the event, but there was. The money came from the Mayor's Fund for Philadelphia, a city-run nonprofit that distributes several million dollars a year to community projects of many kinds, and also runs and makes significant revenue from the Philadelphia Marathon and the International Cycling Classic. Nutter says the fund is in part there to help market the city, and this was a wise investment.
This is a big deal. It's a big event.
Actually, the Forbes Under 30 Summit is a lot smaller than the huge conventions and trade shows that fill city hotel rooms. But Nutter says this event brings a uniquely connected and influential cadre of entrepreneurs and artists who are here for 3 days.
Doing business, shopping, dining, and then talking about, tweeting about, all kinds of other social media, talking about the fact that I'm in Philadelphia right now at this incredible event, and I just met so-and-so. Or I'm sitting down and having a business meeting, and all of this is taking place in Philadelphia. That, from my perspective, is virtually priceless.
Actually, there is a price. The Fund for Philadelphia paid Forbes $1.7 million to support the Under 30 Summits of 2014 and 2015. A million was paid a year ago, money borrowed from the Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation, or PIDC, the city's economic development arm. The Fund for Philadelphia was supposed to raise money to repay that loan this week, but PIDC President John Grady says it's apparent the loan won't be repaid on time.
It's really at the city's discretion if they want to extend the term of the loan, repay it, or at some point forgive it.
As of next week, the Fund for Philadelphia will effectively be in the hands of a new mayor, Jim Kenney. If it repays that loan to host the Forbes event, that's $1 million it does not have to spend on Kenney's priorities. And just this month, the fund wrote two more checks to Forbes totaling $700,000 to cover the rest of the city's commitment. Kenney isn't thrilled to learn of these arrangements.
I mean, I think obviously the city should be trying to attract events like this, bring national and international attention to the city. I think, though, you have to talk to the public and kind of let them know what you're doing, because in the end, it's their money. Are these things that are a necessity at the moment? Is there some other way they could be funded?
Besides the buzz and media attention the city got from the summits, there was a 7-page section on Philadelphia in Forbes magazine in January and another coming early next year. There are no plans to subsidize the next Forbes Under 30 Summit. It's happening in Tel Aviv. Dave Davies, WHYY News.